This is Decoder Datebook for April 23rd. A sundog is an optical phenomenon well known in North Dakota. It often appears as a rainbow-like spot on each side of the sun. When especially bright, sundogs can look like extra suns flanking the real one, sometimes connected by a glowing halo. In rare cases, a third bright spot appears above the sun. Sundogs form in extremely cold weather when sunlight bends as it passes through ice crystals in the atmosphere, creating bright spots and halos. Sundogs have been known for centuries. Aristotle observed the phenomenon and called it perihelia, meaning with the sun. One theory suggests the Greeks link them to the dogs of Zeus. Another holds that the name comes from the way they appear to follow the sun like faithful dogs. An English document from 1104 provides the earliest known written description. Over time, sundogs have been interpreted in many ways. Some viewed them as a holy sign, with the three suns representing the Trinity. In some Native American traditions, they symbolized hope or balance. Others saw them as omens. On this date in 1535, residents of Stockholm, Sweden, were alarmed after sundogs appeared for several days. Lacking a scientific explanation, they feared trouble ahead. There is no evidence that those fears were realized, but the display clearly unsettled observers. Because sundogs require cold weather, they are especially familiar in North Dakota. An 1897 article in the Jamestown Weekly Alert reported a rare spring appearance in May. Writing about elk hunting, Teddy Roosevelt recalled a cold morning when the sundogs hung in the red dawn. In 1912, the Emmons County Record noted that while the displays were really pretty, since they came with bitter cold, their bite was not so pleasant. Many North Dakotans would agree. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.